RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
I'd like to talk today about food waste. We did a show about it with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics recently, and I realized that it's a really great topic to be talking about because in this country, we waste so much food, almost $165 billion lost annually as groceries go in the trash, not to mention the environmental resources that are wasted on growing food that's thrown away. It creates billions of tons of greenhouse gases, which are major culprits in the climate change, and needlessly consumes precious land and resources. And so we have to look at ways that we are wasting food. So here's some tips today that I'd like you all to write down or replay in your head or share with your friends, because I think food waste is something that we all need to really concentrate on. So first thing is to shop smart. You want to plan your meals, use your grocery lists, and avoid impulse buys. If you're looking at the coffee cakes and the muffins and the croissants and all of those things and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to buy all those so we have all those things, and then before the week is over, there's mold on the muffins because you couldn't finish them all, or the croissants have gone soggy, then you throw them out. And that's such a waste. So make sure you make a grocery list and try really hard to stick with it. Buy exactly what you need. For example, if a recipe calls for 2 carrots, maybe don't buy the whole bag if you're not somebody that uses carrots. Yes, it can be more cost effective to buy the whole bag, but buying loose produce wastes less if you're going to use it for a recipe, using the bulk bins, grains, nuts, and spices, so you can measure out just what you need or eat what you know you will go through. Be realistic. If you live alone, you don't need the same number of apples, for example, as if you had a family of 5. So be realistic about what you will go through and what you won't. You want to monitor what you throw away and try and use up some of this stuff. If your fruits and vegetables, especially the fruits, they go soft and then your kids won't eat them, because they get just a little bit mushy and the blackberries and the blueberries don't look that nice. Put them in a baggie, put them in the freezer, and then use those. You never have to buy frozen fruit again if you do that. Use those in smoothies. Use those, cook them up in a pot and make a nice blueberry or blackberry sauce to pour over ice cream or bananas. When bananas get soft, put those in the refrigerator, in the freezer, because they really do freeze beautifully and you can dip them in chocolate, make chocolate-covered bananas, use them in smoothies, or even fry them up in a pan for a Bananas Foster. Top them with some of that blueberry sauce. It's a wonderful way to use those things up. And when your vegetables get soft or the leaves get sort of wilted, you're not quite sure if they're still edible, boil everything up in some vegetable broth. Make yourself a really great soup and then blend it and make a blended vegetable soup. You can use up so many vegetables. You can throw in everything. Make sure you read your expiration dates and your use-by dates and your sell-by dates. And when you're shopping, look at those sell-by dates and use-by dates. And if they're like the next day and you know you're not going to eat 4 yogurts that are all due the next day, go to the back of the bin or ask somebody at the market if they have some fresher ones that have a little bit longer shelf life. Make sure that you read those labels. Designate one dinner each week as a use-it-up meal. I do this, and it works fantastic. I take everything out of my refrigerator, all the vegetables, all the salad fixings, any leftover pasta, any sauces that are half open that I don't want to throw out, and I figure out a way to throw it all into a casserole or put it all into a big pasta bowl. There are so many ways to use up those leftovers. And my last great tip is, as you're peeling things, peeling carrots and apples and cucumbers and things, make sure you throw those in your garden. Don't throw that stuff away. It makes the best mulch ever and gives good added nutrients to your garden. This is Melanie Cole, and I'm going to give you more food waste tips coming up. Stay well.